I spend time with my friend here on the weekly zoo. Here it is, Tulsi Gabbard. As this bumper I'm playing in here, it's such a freaking sellout. Okay, I'm gonna just be honest with you, Tulsi. I feel bad for anyone who wrote her in 2020. I feel so bad for you because I was one of those people who thought she was a rational Democrat. I mean, yeah, I was so naive to even believe that she was a little dog Democrat, to only realize she was a dino and a really screwy nut job of a poor woman's Republican in Democrat clothing. Because you know, if it went the other way, that wouldn't be okay. But it's okay when Tulsi does it. I mean, God, she's not even... I thought she was a 7 out of 10 Democrat. Because you know how the AOC wants to be like 11 out of 9 Democrats. But no, she's like a 1 out of, you know, 7. I mean, she's not even close to being even a social Republican, as it implies here. So she was at the CPAC, and boy, I could feel for both sides. I mean, she is such a sellout. Roll it. Am I playing here? Yep, I'm playing. Just hold on. It's gonna take a little bit.
Aloha.
Aloha,
biatch. That's what I'm talking about. thanks so much, Larry, and thanks Matt and Mercy.
And just
thanks all
She's
of you for your kind and warm welcome. You are making me feel right at home.
warm.
You know, before I get started, I just wanted to ask if we could just for a moment and talk about Ukraine and what is going on there. I had never been to Eastern Europe until I actually went on my R&R leave for my first deployment in Iraq. Instead of going back to Hawaii, I chose to go to Eastern Europe. I went to Poland, visited Auschwitz, visited the ghettos in Warsaw.
I think the audio got a bit jumpy here, so I'm just going to probably jump cut this myself. But let's just open up and I'll talk. That's how I'll get through this.
As the years went on, and like so many people who are stuck in Ukraine right now. Many of them are stuck in Kyiv, others are trying to make their way to the border with Poland, afraid, worried for their loved ones, their husbands unable to leave. And it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see this tragedy play out. So I just wanted to ask if we could just pause for a moment of silence and send our prayers for their safety and for their well-being. The phone about my coming here, we both had a similar reaction to each other saying, yeah, there's going to probably be some strong thoughts that people were going to share with both of us when they find out that I'm coming here. And we both kind of, I imagined you were nodding, Matt. I was nodding, but we're like, you know what?
Yeah,
bring it on.
Buddies. We're buddies.
And they brought it on. So it wouldn't surprise you to know that on social media and Twitter, the blue check mark started lighting up, and
the blue check marks,
I kind of started to see coming from the so-called progressives, the usual things coming out saying, Tulsi Gabbard is going to CPAC. She's a traitor. Hillary was right. Get her out of here. And then I started to see the things coming up from so-called conservatives, mostly directed at Matt, saying, how dare you? Don't you know she's a Democrat? Cancel her. Disinvite her. Lock the doors. Don't let her in. While these things can be easy to laugh about sometimes, unfortunately, this kind of reaction, this kind of tribalism is not limited to social media. It is something that's happening far too often and far too common across our country, where one section of our country sticks to our own tribe. We only hang out with and listen to and talk to people who we agree with. and we turn our backs.
That's
and reject
not the ethos of the
CPAC. Who is not part of
oh
that trial.
Oh my God. This is like
this
double
talk. This kind of tribalism
talk.
Is dangerous, and it's emblematic of an erosion of a spiritual foundation in this country. It's emblematic
sure.
of this
blame,
lack
blame
of recognition
lack of
that we are all God's children.
Oh, sure.
That we
Kelsey,
are one
where's
nation
your source?
Under
God's
God.
Never available for comment.
And knowing that inspires us.
God is never available for comment whenever I need
to
get him to comment on something.
It inspires us to look within and find that fundamental respect and care that we should have for one another. And so when I came out here, I said aloha because this is what aloha really means.
What does it really mean,
Everyone's
Tulsi?
Heard the word aloha. Most people think it means hello and goodbye. But the reason there's a reason why we greet each other with aloha. And it's because of the deeper meaning there where it says, I recognize that we are all children of God, and I come to you with respect. And I come to you with this heartfelt love that no matter where we come from, the color
sure.
of our skin, our religion, or even our politics, we respect each other in that spirit of aloha. This spirit of aloha is actually what is at the heart of our Declaration of Independence. It is what is the foundation of our Constitution. When we say we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our freedom comes from God. Not from any other person.
Sorry about that. My hands
not from anyone in government. Our freedom comes from God, and to recognize others as children of God is to appreciate that we belong to God and no one else.
Oh, God, God, God. God is so
So
good.
Naturally,
God is so
therefore,
great.
No one has the right to take away that intrinsic freedom which God has given us. This is the foundation of the social construct of the United States of America. This is what is at the foundation of our Constitution. And we heard a lot from Glenn tonight about the First Amendment, about free speech, about the Bill of Rights. And our First Amendment, as you well know, says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. This foundation of freedom is what makes us who we are as Americans. This foundation of freedom, for me, is deeply ingrained in who I am, both as a soldier and as an American.
Oh, the soldier's heart, that
oath.
That gas campaign she had in downtown Manchester.
Hey guys, welcome to Forward. We're a new type of doctor's office that's providing preventative primary care. We've got world-class doctors.
This is crazy. There's so many commercials here.
While these things can be easy to laugh about sometimes, unfortunately, this kind of reaction, this kind of tribalism is not limited to social media. It is something that's happening far too often and far too common across our country, where one section of our country sticks to our own tribe. We only hang out with and listen to and talk to people who we agree with, and we turn our backs.
And that's what they do at CPAC. Don't
who
give
is
me
not
lip.
Part of that tribe.
Ugh.
But this kind of tribalism is dangerous, and it's emblematic of an erosion of a spiritual foundation in this country.
Like, we really want a masculine
It's emblematic
voice.
Of this lack of recognition that we are all God's children.
We're all God's
that
children.
That we are one nation under God. And knowing that inspires us.
Tulsi, shut it, as Morton would say. I gotta keep going with my Morton Downing Jr. here. Shove it, wherever the hell he said it. I'll get more Morton cuts for the Saturday issue, because I know this is going to get really, I mean, but why, you know that One Nation Under God was introduced in the Pledge of Allegiance until like the 1950s during the Cold War? stopped if anyone was just wandering, you know, it wasn't like a new thing, or it's not like it's been around for a while, but you know, what am I supposed to know, Tulsi? You know everything, you little bitch.
But this kind of tribalism is dangerous, and it's emblematic of an erosion of a spiritual foundation in this country. It's emblematic of this lack of recognition that we are all God's children, that we are one nation under God. And knowing that inspires us to look within and find that fundamental respect and care that we should have for one another. And so when I came out here, I said aloha because this is what aloha really means. Everyone's heard the word aloha. Most people think it means hello and goodbye, but there's a reason why we greet each other with aloha, and it's because of the deeper meaning there, where it says, I recognize that we are all children of God, and I come to you with respect, and I come to you with this heartfelt love that no matter where we come from, the color of our skin, our religion, or even our politics, we respect each other in that spirit of aloha.
All right, we're done with that? Okay, all right. Coming up next is Ronnie DeSantis. Now I'm just going to find the cut for a moment, so I'm just going to cut off the feed here so you don't have to hear any hissing from our very electrifying studio, which is a lot of grounding issues. All right, yes, that loud mouth, that pretty boy. My poop doesn't smell because I'm Ronnie DeSantis. Ready to listen to this shit, Joe? All right, let's go. Cue it.
CPAC.
It sounds like girls, like, this is
Let
so...
Let me welcome you to the freest state in these United States.
Do whatever the hell you want without any responsibility, you fucking retard.
We were lucky to have CPAC in 2021, and I'm happy to inform you, 2021... Florida set an all-time record for domestic tourism coming into our state. And those numbers include a number of lockdown politicians who lock down their own people, restrict their own people, mandate governors, mayors, big TV hosts. They criticize Florida, and the first chance they get, what do they do? They escape to freedom in the state of Florida. And why do even these biggest critics and lockdowners come to Florida? Well, I think it's simple. From the very beginning, we refused to let this state descend into some type of Faucian dystopia where people's freedoms are curtailed and their livelihoods are destroyed. We protected people's rights. We protected people's jobs. We protected small businesses, and we made sure that every kid in the state of Florida had an opportunity to go to school in person 5 days a week. In Florida, we reject the biomedical security state, which erodes liberty,
harms
livelihoods, and divides our society.
So
and we not only reject it if it's government, we have done things like ban vaccine passports and mandates. Because it's unacceptable to simply subcontract out Fauciism to big companies. So we stood for freedom across the board, and the result has been Florida has defeated Fauciism. Freedom has prevailed in the sunshine.
Oh my Lord, stop me here. Doesn't DeSantis sound like a freaking bastard child or a middle child? What is it with Gen Xers and they're acting like they're middle children? Because he's just acting like, no one listens to me. Hey, where? Oh, just go give yourself a pass, right, you big baby. It's a 42-year-old man. He's got a wife that's got some casino situation. You know what I mean? I watch too much Sopranos.
The Sunshine State. And Florida led when it counted. We led early on when the weight of the world was coming, bearing down on our shoulders. Everything we did, we were taking incoming. I remember the summer of 2020. We had the kids saying, you got to go have the kids in school. The teachers' unions, they would put coffins outside the Department of Education building in Tallahassee. They sued me to close the school. But we stood strong, and part of the reason we stood strong is we understand what it means to be a leader. Not just be a politician that twists in the wind, but be willing to make the tough decisions. I look back at President Eisenhower's farewell address. Many of you remember it because he warned about the military-industrial complex. That was smart. He was right. But if you read that speech, he also warned about the dangers of a rising scientific and technological elite. Government was funding more scientific research, and he said when that happens, there's a danger that public policy can be held captive by this scientific elite. And he said, the job of the statesman is not to subcontract out your policy to health bureaucrats or other type of bureaucrats. The job of the statesman is to lead, to take all the interests in society and make sure you're doing what's in the public good.
Well, not only this, but why are the good people that are on CPAC have the worst audio quality? Because there's an echo. There's an echo around here. Let's continue on here.
And we did it because my duty is to stand up and protect the freedoms and the jobs of the people I represent. And if that puts me in political jeopardy, then so be it. I will stand with them. I'm not going to try to protect my own hide. And I really believe, had Florida not led the way, this country could look like Canada or Australia.
Oh, wow.
We sometimes take freedom for granted. You should not do that after the last 2 years. It is contested. The left does not want to honor our freedoms, and we have a responsibility to fight back on all fronts. People are coming to Florida because they want freedom. Even our critics are doing it, but I can tell you there's one fella that just hates Florida, and his name is Joe Biden. He's always criticizing us.
I haven't been
always
there.
Always trying to take pot shots at Florida. He does things like take our medication. He stiffs storm victims of relief just because he doesn't like the governor. He doesn't like Florida, and he doesn't like me because we stand up to him. That's why he doesn't like us. Last year, we called a special session to protect every Florida job from Biden's vax mandates, and we succeeded. We've sent people to the Texas border and are suing Biden over his catch and release policy because he is not following the Constitution by letting our borders be overrun. We stand up against the weak on crime policies that is ravaging cities all across the country and what he supports, and we are standing against his reckless fiscal policies where they've printed trillions of dollars and now we have rampant Bidenflation.
Oh my lord, there is one. Next cut.
In Flanders, Florida is leading on issue after issue. We have the largest budget surplus and the lowest per capita tax burden in the entire United States, and no income tax, and we won't have that as long as I'm governor. When I became governor, Florida had the most liberal state Supreme Court in the country. I've replaced three liberal justices with conservative justices. We now have the most conservative Supreme Court in the country. Since I became governor, we've banned sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. And we are in the process of getting money from the legislature so that if Biden is dumping illegal aliens into Florida from the southern border, I'm rerouting them to Delaware.
Wow. Oh, my God, he's such a strong animal that I was like in rain. Oh, my Lord Almighty.
In D.C. and Hollywood as well.
Show me your
the nation in school choice, and we have liberated hundreds of thousands of young kids who are living in poverty to get an education and make the most of life's opportunities. We in Florida were one of the first states to stand up and protect women's athletics. We're not going to let our young girls and our women athletes have opportunities denied for them because of ideology and political correctness. We were the first big state to legislate against big tech censorship because they want to silence us. They want to deplatform us, and we cannot have a free society if most of the speech in this country is controlled by a handful of left-wing oligarchs in Silicon Valley. We are a law and order state in the state of Florida. We reject weak on crime policies. We reject Soros-funded prosecutors. And we have said, after the 2020 summer riots, we called up the National Guard here immediately. We had law enforcement. We said we are not letting Florida cities burn down, and we didn't. But we've also since then signed the strongest anti-rioting legislation. Country, which says we will not let local governments defund the men and women of law enforcement and put their citizens at risk. And if you riot in the state of Florida, if you loot, if you are engaged in mob violence, this is not going to be like Portland, where they arrest you, take your mugshot, slap you on the wrist, and put you right back on the street to do it again. No, in Florida, you're not getting a slap on the wrist. You are getting the inside of a jail cell. Because we will not spend taxpayer money to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other, we have banned CRT in K-12 education.
You mean cathodic ray tube?
And instead, we have the most robust civics education anywhere in the country. We're going to have citizenship exams for graduating seniors, and we're giving teachers the opportunity to go through a civics boot camp and get a $3,000 bonus. Yes, we're against CRT, but what are we for? I'm for the Constitution. I'm for the Bill of Rights, and we need to have our young people understand what that means.
What about personal responsibility, sir? What about that? What a moron. What a moron. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then all that stuff's coming from the iPad. Stop that, please. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll take your calls. Joey from Fake 87 apparently was there, and he's got some, I think he's just going to throw shots at me as usual, and we'll come back after that, and then I'll wrap it up for the day, and then we'll do a special edition of the Weekly Zoom with part two of CPAC, because there was a lot to unpack, let me tell you, from this year, and then not to mention, there's going to be one sometime in the summer, probably in Texas. So this is like God's gift if you believe in God and you can't stand these nut jobs. This is great political porn. Oh wait, am I not supposed to be fapping to political porn, according to Jordy? We'll be back in a moment. This is the Weekly Zoom.